Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOI building. It is a Monday. It is the 28th day of October, 2024. Welcome to the last week of the month, guys. How are we doing?
Oh, yeah, spooky week.
Ooh, scary.
It's Halloween. Ooh. You think this week's spooky? Wait till next week.
Oh, I get it. That's a political joke.
It's election humor.
Boy, the spookiness started yesterday at the end of that Bears game, huh, Steve?
Jay, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, wow. How about that, huh, Kev? Huh?
You know, Jay, I just saw one little clip of it this morning on my phone. My TV is giving me trouble.
Ah.
Hulu, that I pay a lot of money for, it just won't load. It just sits there and does whatever. I've logged out. I tried to log back in. When I tried to log back in, it wants to log me in as my Disney. And then sent me an email, said, "Hey, Cooper." I'm like, no. Talk to Coop. He's like, "Man, dude, I haven't touched it."
You're like, "Yeah, sure you haven't."
He has Disney, though. So I'm just like, what is going on?
Well, that's a bummer.
I gave up. And just...
never give up.
Right, never give up.
Did not get to watch like the Bears. 1 second of football other than these stupid Seahawks.
Ah, man. Well, at least they didn't lose on a Hail Mary. Sorry about that, Steve. It was funny because I was in the kitchen with my wife. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. And preparing an extravagant meal, as always. And my youngest son texts me from Arizona, where I've dropped him now.
I was going to say, well, you just dropped him off.
And he goes, "Did you see that?" And I go, "No, I didn't. I was in the kitchen helping mom." And he goes, "Is this what happens when I leave? Like, you don't watch
football?"
Yeah,
the football's not on probably as easily.
Yeah, I mean, I had stuff to do outside, too. Missed like 4 hours of games. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So then I ran over, flipped it over to the red zone, where they were going to show the highlight, of course.
Well, they show every touchdown.
Thank you,
from
Kevin.
Every game.
And that was it. That's how I saw it. And then I was like, okay, I saw it now. That was crazy. So, yeah, sorry about that, Steve.
Yeah, it was dumb.
It was dumb.
That's not what you're hoping for. Oh, and then poor Steve, then this morning I'm over there making coffee, and he's telling me how he was maybe struggling a little bit to make coffee for the Friday guys on Friday when I was gone. And I said, "Man, you know what, though? And I know you don't drink coffee, Steve, nor does Kevin. But I said, you know, you ever smell how great the coffee smell is? Because I just cut open a brand new bag of coffee." And I go, "Smell that." And he goes, "Nah, that doesn't smell good at all." And Kevin, you don't drink coffee because you think it tastes like tar, which sometimes is true.
I just don't like the taste of it.
And it's fair. But don't you think it smells good?
Sometimes, Jay. You know, I don't.
Not burnt.
Like,
I mean, just fresh.
I don't necessarily love it brewing.
Okay, yeah.
But there are times where if you brought me a cup of coffee right now and it was here in front of me, I would take that first little sniff on it.
Yeah.
And be like, "Oh, yeah, that smells pretty good."
And I don't think there's a lot of things that smell better than they taste. Maybe there is.
Boy, I've got to think about that. That really gets my brain whirling.
Okay, well, you whirl on that for a minute.
Smells better. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like, you only do iced, right, Kevin?
This time of year, I will switch to some warm stuff.
It is weather-related. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
But I still will have zero problem drinking an ice drink this time of year as well.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Kevin James.
Still thirsty.
Just every once in a while, I might be like, "Oh, my hands are cold. I want a drink."
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
There he is.
Hi.
Howdy, Kev.
Hi. There you are, too. I see you.
Oh, hi.
You can't see Steve. He's behind me.
It's okay. I can't really see him either.
I'm waving.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
I'm your biggest fan.
Welcome to a Monday morning. Over the weekend, I was at my brother's house not once, but twice.
Wow, nice.
It was a very family weekend where we had the Halloween party on Saturday. More on that later.
Yes, moron.
Producer Steve went to the party.
Saw the picture. Looked it good. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. I did not have my beard on in that picture. That was kind of bad.
I pulled it off.
Wow. Details ahead.
And then Sunday we had the bye-bye, Mama.
Oh, Mom went south for the winter.
She does later this week. Yeah. And this was the day for everybody to get together.
Nice.
And hang out and see her and... of course, that means my sister's going to force us to take pictures once
love
a year.
It. Love it. Good job, sis.
Yeah, she's on that. Well,
way to go, Jody James.
Last year, when we took pictures, my boys, without talking to each other, showed up both wearing, because she always says, wear like fall colors.
Of course.
Fall,
yes.
And so they both showed up wearing a white, like thermal, right?
Okay.
With a jacket over it.
So they look like they were trying
to
match.
With a vest.
Matchy. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the sleeves were exposed.
Yeah.
They matched 100%.
Yeah,
and they just laughed at it. And they're like, oh my God, we're really dressed the same. And then they were like, do one of us take the vest off?
Sure.
And they're like, I don't know.
Just leave it.
Whatever.
It's fine.
I go, I kind of like it. Guys, look, you dressed alike and you didn't mean to.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's adorable.
Well, yesterday we get there and we're getting ready for the. We're just eating food, doing all the stuff.
Sure.
We're going to go take pictures. The weather was not great yesterday, as you know. And it was like, let's just wait until the wind maybe isn't 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, especially early in the day. It was.
Oof. Yeah. And so we were like, okay, we'll just wait it out. And then that's when I realized Tyler had a sweatshirt on.
Okay.
But under his sweatshirt was the shirt he was wearing for pictures. So he takes it off, and as he takes it off, Cooper goes, you're kidding me.
All over again.
And I'm like, oh, no. Is it? And he goes, yeah. Tyler goes, where'd you get that shirt? He goes, Target. He goes, me too.
That's great.
They both bought the same
exact same shirt.
Exact same green,
baby.
You know, kind of a dark green shirt.
Yeah.
So he just got to Tyler said, I'm leaving my sweatshirt on, and I'll just unzip it a little bit to show some fall colors.
That's great.
I'm not matching you 2 years in a row.
Yeah, we're not doing this. Doing it.
I'm like, that's funny that you guys just keep accidentally dressing alike. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's great, except for the fact that it's not great when you don't want it to be great. But I mean, for a picture, now the exact same shirt, that's probably too much. Same, like, color style thing, that'd probably be okay. Exact same.
Yeah.
It looks like they're, like, 6 and 4, and you're trying to not lose them at Disneyland.
That's exactly what Tyler said. He goes, we're not 7.
Right.
Like, hello.
Speaking
my
of
name
7.
Is producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true.
It's true.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Howdy there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a 7 out of 10. I'll take that. Happily.
Just as in like a...
like if you're rating me, I'll take a 7 out
overall.
Of 10.
Overall.
Yeah. I'll take a 7 out of 10.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm more than happy with
that. I
would
be rating you higher than that, but that's just me. It's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened to me yesterday?
Mm-mm.
I was just extremely parched.
Okay.
Throughout the whole day, I was just like, I could not get enough...
Huh.
Like lemonade, water, any of that.
Wow.
I was just really thirsty. You ever have one of those days?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It happens occasionally, but I was just like, I could not, like, not be thirsty.
Couldn't catch up, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what it was. And I was like, oh man, this
could
lemonade
you been
is even
dehydrated thirsty. From drinking so much the night before?
Probably. That seems like it. Yeah. Now that you've said it, Kevin, it makes perfect sense. We've all done that. I mean, you know.
It's what happened.
He was so crazy, I had to give him a ride.
Yeah. I imagine.
They were encouraging me. It was peer pressure.
Kevin's brother's house, they were encouraging you?
Yeah.
Kevin's family was trying to poison your mind and soul?
I mean, that seems
bad. Or they just offered you a drink, one or the other. I don't know.
They didn't offer me a drink ever, I don't
think. No wonder you were thirsty.
What?
Poor guy was dying of thirst. They wouldn't even offer him a drink, for crying out loud.
I know.
Well, no, they offered me...
Can I get some water for... Jeez.
They offered me something different.
I understand now.
What would you consider that, Kevin? It's not really a drink, is it?
It's called a Jell-O shot?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's more of a... It's a solid, sort of.
It is. Yeah. Well, and Steve has some issues taking Jell-O shots. He struggles trying to get them out of the thing. He doesn't understand the
process
completely.
That's weird. I never would have thought that happened, that Steve would struggle with a Jell-O shot.
So we were having a very good time trying to teach him how to do it.
I've done it before, but it doesn't work out.
So you couldn't remove it from, is it in an ice tray or what is it in?
Like one of those plastic little.
It's the cup.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. And he couldn't get it out of the cup and then.
I mean, I could, but it just. It's supposed to be a lot smoother and a lot
cooler.
Yeah, the
first one was definitely not good, Steve. You were struggling with it. You couldn't get it out. Then you started laughing, and then kind of like anything that had come out, you kind of went back because you were laughing.
Yeah.
And then eventually you got it. And then your second one was bet. Did you do three?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And your third one was, probably... fairly normal. No one would have said anything about it if you did it, with a group of people.
Oh, okay.
Doing right. it at the That's same fair. Time.
Well, as the old saying goes, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I had given pre-warning. I said I wasn't good at it.
Yeah, but look at what you did. Now you're probably an amateur. First you weren't good. Now you're at least have amateur status. Does he get NIL money for that, Kevin, or no?
No, I have a funny feeling he's the guy that next time he tries it again... will also struggle.
Oh, no, that's for sure happening.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
They confirmed aliens are real. The fact that you guys are even still at a comedy show right now is insane.
Kevin James.
Why you all aren't building bunkers right now doesn't make sense.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Check out the Coyote Country app. You can download that for free and take us with you wherever you are. I mean, I was listening driving through Utah to you guys.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes me nervous.
Well, it should. Oh, gosh, that reminds me. We've got a meeting, guys, coming up after the show today.
Today we do?
Yeah.
That's not real, is it?
It is now. Anyway, you can listen wherever you are. It's absolutely free.
Oh, no.
Hey, I heard them talking this morning about this Halloween hack. I've seen this a lot on many social media. And I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's a trick on carving pumpkins, which... I think we could all use.
Yeah, okay, I'm listening.
You go buy Halloween cookie cutters.
Yeah.
Right.
So you open the pumpkin, you scoop it out just like normal. Then you take the cookie cutter and you place it on the pumpkin and you get a hammer and you just go pushes right through.
And you're done. Have you seen that hack?
Have not. It makes a lot of sense, especially the.
I don't know if I have that.
Yeah.
You don't got the bip bip tool?
I don't think I have that. Also, I thought maybe that was Jay and Kevin's big jackpot.
Yes.
Yeah. Turns out that's what you also use for a cookie cutter. So, yeah, that seems smart, does it not?
It does. I mean, it could be. Yeah, you aren't. Aren't going to just push it through. You're going to need a hammer or something to tap it through because
you might
those
have to hold
slice
it.
Your hand.
Yeah, you might have to hold it a little bit on the inside. It depends how firm the pumpkin is, too. You know,
yeah,
if you have a soggy one.
In a perfect world, I see that working pretty well.
Yeah, no kidding. So, yeah, Halloween cookie cutters, I'm sure you can get those. Those are pretty simple, and they feel like they're prevalent. Wow.
Now, they only make one big open shape, though.
That's true. That's very true. Like if you want to do a black cat,
intricate parts.
No, if you really want to get into it, then you're gonna it's gonna take some work, like it always does.
Do you remember when I found that thing many years ago?
It was great though, Kevin.
Where it was showed you how to print someone's face and carve it on a pumpkin.
Yeah.
And we did it, and
they were good.
I should see if I can find the pictures of it.
We should, because that was
because it was us, and then we did Kali Chalk, because at that time.
And didn't we do a Zags?
She worked here.
Do I remember incorrectly?
I don't remember doing a Zags one.
I thought we did a Zags one. But yeah, it was cool. The faces thing was, I mean, it was obviously it was a lot of work, but boy, it was pretty cool when you got it done.
Yeah, it was one of those. It was a lot of work.
Really?
It was the first time where I did something where I was like, okay, I kind of feel artistic.
Yeah, yeah. I also feel like when you see somebody who does that and like at their house, you know, and it's not maybe, I don't see it as often as I used to, but they used to sell those patterns a lot. My dad would do it, and he loved carving pumpkins, and I did not inherit that. And you could carve some very intricate designs on a pumpkin. I always feel like you should go to that person's house and say, well done. Because it's not that easy.
No, it's not. And you do have to have a love for it, I think, because
for sure.
It's a lot easier just not to do it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
So again, cookie cutters. Yes, Steve?
So easier or harder than just carving normal pumpkinness? The, like, doing what you were just saying?
The intricate part or the cookie cutter part?
The intricate.
The faces one? That is, it's time consuming and very meticulous.
Yeah, it's hard.
You gotta be super good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. You don't just, you know.
Yeah.
You don't just do that. Brad Paisley sang the national anthem at the World Series. Did you hear that, Kevin?
I did not.
Well, this is one of the questions. Does it sound good?
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red.
Bombs bursting.
Through the night that our flag was still there.
Do you like it, Kev?
It's okay. I mean, it's not like the worst one I've heard
that. For sure.
The guitar sound is beautiful. I love that.
Whatever they do
to make the guitar sound that way, I've always loved that sound.
Paisley's he is cool. He knows how to play.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, yeah, it's interesting.
But there were definitely moments. I know what you're saying.
And he certainly made it more of a mellow song as opposed to a... I mean, it's hard to raucously cheer at the end of that, is it not?
Yes, yeah.
Because you feel like he just sang you a ballad.
That's fair.
Very fair.
Well, I'm like, oh, it's like a love song, which, by the way, maybe my favorite kind of song for Paisley to sing is a love song, but... So, yeah, so there you go. Brad Paisley, the World Series. And you guys have obviously been watching, huh? Big Yankees fans, you guys?
I don't... Jay, no. and I don't know enough about it.
Uh-huh.
But I think I like the Dodgers better.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm rooting for them, but I haven't watched any of it.
West Coast, Best Coast?
Yeah.
Or just an anti-Yankee
I think
thing.
The one kid... Oriel.
That's not it.
Shitani. Shohei.
There it is.
Otani.
Hey.
I know his name. I just think when you have a player like that that's so amazing, it's always just fun to kind of watch a guy like that.
So were you pretty sad when he injured his shoulder?
I heard he got injured. Yeah.
I think he's fine now,
though. It was a bummer.
He should be good. He's going to play. And finally, Kelsey Ballerini. Love.
First Rodeo is the first love song that I wrote for Chase on this record, and it's the first song where it's kind of like, okay, I feel a little fragile, I feel a little scared to open myself up to the capacity that I want to, but yeah. I love love.
Me too, Kelsey.
Maybe you should write a song about your new girlfriend, Steve.
She's taken. Kelsey's taken.
Oh.
I love love.
I do appreciate the fact that she just said it out loud, that she wrote the song for her boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, hiding it.
A lot of times they won't admit that because sometimes things change, you know, and then you don't want to have to go,
Oh, yeah.
Then I got to sing that in concert and we broke up and that's a bummer. But she just came right out and said it.
I love love.
So, yeah. So there you go.
She's all for it.
Yeah. First Rodeo. That's the name of the song. It's all for Chase. And that's your Audio Vault for a Monday. It is the last Monday of October, 10/28/24.
Forecasters predict La Niña is making a comeback, meaning a cold and snowy winter. Now is the time to lock in your Schweitzer season pass and enjoy the mountain all days, always. Pass sale ends October 31st. Learn more and buy yours today at Schweitzer.com.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And that was when I realized that my brother was doing things different than the rest of us. And he was like, guys, I'll get the rest of it. I want to get the really nice one for her. And I was like, God bless you.
Kevin James.
And then you said, in that case, I'm good for 50 instead of 100.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
509-441-0999. Hey guys, we sometimes use regular face shapes on our pumpkins for the cookie cutters and just make fun faces. So you don't always have to just use the Halloween shapes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like that.
Do they have, I guess they probably would have like face shapes, like a nose. And I mean, I guess I never think about it, but I suppose they probably
do. Yeah, I didn't know what they meant by that. The face shapes for sure. But that might be it.
My wife's probably going to be texting
like
momentarily.
Like triangle eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Or just
squiggly
like...
squiggly smile.
Do they have a nose? Like, is there a nose?
Does a pumpkin have a nose? Is that the question?
Jack-o'-lanterns do.
Ooh.
I think, right?
Gotcha. Mm. Yeah, I do see a nose. That's a good call. I see a nose cookie cutter.
Well played. Well done, Kevin.
Huh. Yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. I mean, it'd be fun just to make a face, yeah. I'm making one right now. You like it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd put that in a pumpkin.
It's an idiot-o-lantern, not a jack-o'-lantern. Look at that guy.
Yeah, and you had the tongue out, which is real hard look on a pumpkin.
It is, but if you could get it to do. You could get that done. How cool would that look? Man. Oh, guys, I forgot. Oh, hold on. I forgot. I was supposed to give you guys something.
What?
Oh, a gift.
Let's see. His goofy face made him think of...
my wife making cookies, and then I was like,
wait, she made cookies? No,
Halloween treats.
What are these little guys?
Oh, thank you.
Jay, I honestly don't care what it is that's inside of this white almond bark or
whatever
that stuff is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, honestly, I don't know what that shape is inside of there, and I don't care.
Right.
Because as long as it has that white stuff on the outside,
oh my gosh,
would eat it.
So great.
What is inside? Let me try a bite.
Well, you're not allergic to anything, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Clindamycin.
Well, I don't
have... You don't think she put that in here, did she?
I don't think so. Whatever that is. Whatever sort of antibiotic or something that you just said out loud. Yeah. I'm assuming that's what that is.
Okay,
I'm
trying one.
Definitely none of that in there. Can you identify what it is?
A pretzel?
Yes.
Oh.
But there's a surprise in the middle of the pretzel.
There is a surprise in the middle of the pretzel.
Peanut butter?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
It's these, Kevin, these little pretzel bites that I get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I do mean we, because I was doing a lot of it last night. She couldn't have got it done without me.
Yeah, those are nice. Thanks, Denise.
Yeah, that's a winning marriage right there. Yeah, thank you, Denise.
Yeah, no, that was great. So, that was a little project, and we made some for the kids who are no longer in our city, our children, and to ship out. And then she was making them for you, obviously, first, and then, you know, whatever was left over went to the kids.
Oh, so we weren't leftovers.
No, heavens no. You guys were priority.
Wow.
You
honored.
You guys were like 2-day shipping. Priority. Get it?
Thank you, Jay.
Text one.
I will tell you, Kevin, there's good news about that is that almond bark? No, what is it? Almond bark, right?
Are yeah.
Thank goodness, because if you eat too many of those pretzels, it'll dry you right out.
Yeah, that's what I'm noticing. I don't have any water.
Oh, no, here we go. Here we go, Steve.
Steve!
Okay, hold on.
All a ploy to go get you some water. This one's from a 208. I do not have a name attached to this one, so if you'd like to attach your name, that's always great.
Let's see what they say, and then I'll guess their name.
Okay. Did I hear right? Bigelow Gulch is now open.
Well, I saw in the news. Oh, thank you, Steve.
Well, it's very generous, wow. Steve. Steve, take your treat. It's right there on the counter. Yeah, take your treat and get out. With your fancy shirt on today. You heard that, Kevin? Did you hear?
Well, they had something on the news that said Bigelow Gulch. Whoa, good God.
How are you doing?
Bigelow Gulch.
Well, it doesn't seem like
it's set to reopen.
Right.
But I don't. That made it sound like it wasn't open.
I think it opened Friday. They wasn't supposed to be open. I think it opened on Friday, but I think they have their, like, quote-unquote ribbon cutting tomorrow.
Okay.
But I still think you can do it. I still think you can drive it. You know, they took the giant S's out of the curve up there.
They did?
Yeah, so it's more straight is my understanding.
Really?
For safety, I guess.
So is that like through people's yards?
Well, that's what you know what, Kevin? I have
that
not.
Felt like some of those curves were kind of like right in people's.
I think they did have to purchase some property.
Interesting.
Hence the reason it cost like $82 million.
That is a valuable road, though.
Oh, my gosh. Without that open, I mean, yeah. I heard a lot of. Because I live in the valley, I heard a lot of people complain about it. That just, it was, you know, it's what they did for a very long time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think it was closed basically all summer. So, yeah, that's cool. I do have zero reason. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, all the people who are saying, yeah, Bigelow opened
it's
on Friday.
Open.
This person says it was not supposed to open. You're correct, but it did open on Friday. It was kind of an early surprise for Christmas.
Which is nice because originally it was scheduled to be open October. I'm reading officially from the Department
of
Transportation.
Kevin.
It was supposed to be opened October 15th, but was delayed due to an issue with guardrails.
Okay, well, I mean, get it done right, I guess. That's what, you know.
Yeah.
So it was delayed, and then.
Official opening October 31st.
Oh, I see. But then they, surprise, we're done. We got the guardrail.
We're done. Just drive on it.
Oh, man. A lot of people are saying, yeah, finally. It's been a long time. The summer was terrible. Open, took it yesterday. Yes, it's open. I kind of want to go take it just for no reason other than to drive
Me
it
too.
Because I'm so curious now.
I know, and I'm like. Steve, you probably don't know that road, do you?
Sort of. I was over that way doing a remote one time.
Oh, but, huh.
On Bigelow Gulch?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you were at a nom-nom.
Yep.
That new nom-nom.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Oh, that nom-nom is real nice.
Right there on that corner.
Yeah, that's
busy,
too, baby.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. Good people over there.
Good people. Good people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know that you would have obviously wouldn't have been able to take the way that you could now. But, man, yeah, anyway, I'm curious. So congrats, everybody, who's been trying to get to from downtown to the valley and not been able to take Bigelow. It's nice to have the option back open again.
Yeah, north side, valley
north side
connection.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. All right, well, there you go. Our text line continues to be open. You can text us 509-441-0999.